This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, as often as you listen to me, you should have joined them by now. But, you know, every time I have them on, every time I have Sean on, it's just never enough. I mean, that 1 hour just goes by so fast. So in a move to try to satisfy the demand, I have joining me again, Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You know, I'm a little bit confused, but not really. I enjoy being with you on a Friday night.
Well, I mean, as it is, like people in the chat room, one of them was just cutting his grass and then he heard you were going to be on the show. So he's shut down the lawnmower, so he's not going to cut his grass for another hour.
Well, I appreciate that, but if the Homeowners Association gets on him or if his wife gets on him, it's not my fault because my grass needs cut, too.
Yeah. Don't you love HOAs? As a lawyer, do you ever get out there and say, well, if I could just be the one to find a way to break them?
Well, I live in a subdivision that I work for the developer, and I actually bought the farm that we developed. I negotiated and purchased it. And I also drafted the Homeowners Association documents, and I knew exactly what they said. And me being originally a hillbilly from Pennsylvania, when we kill deer, we hang them outside. Well, I'm in a suburb just north of Cincinnati, and my kids had a beautiful redwood swing set that had a bunch of different things on it. So when they had the kind of the ladder that you hung across, I decided that'd be a great place to hang my deer. Well, I did, and someone from the Homeowners Association complained and said, I'm violating this restriction. I said, no, I'm not. And I explained them why. And after we did this about three or four times, I said, wait, let's cut to the chase. Go all the way to the end of the document. Do you see at the bottom where it says this document created by Sean Maloney, attorney at law? And they were silent. And then he called me an SOB and hung up. And that was my last interaction with the Homeowners Association.
Oh.
And so I got him.
Oh, heavens. Looking at presidential politics, the Republican convention has wrapped up, and we have a nominee now, and we have a vice president and a vice presidential nominee in Trump and Pence. And Trump gave a shot to Ted Cruz. Everybody loves Ted Cruz, and Ted just couldn't bring himself to be a team player. And knowing what I know, that we're facing, especially with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is a big, you know, pulsating pain spot for me if it becomes pantsuit Clinton president. What do you think about that? I mean, what do you think about these status quo politicians?
Well, you know, I don't have much to say ever now about the Bushes. The Bushes don't show up. John Kasich, my governor, doesn't bother to show up when the convention is held in his own state. And that doesn't make me happy. And then further beyond that, when you look at what Ted Cruz did, all Ted Cruz wants is somewhere down the road, be the center of everything and say, I'm going to endorse Donald Trump. Now, I have a feeling that's what he's going to do. Because I watched a speech when he spoke to the delegates from Texas, and they were unhappy. They booed him, and they chanted Trump in front of him. And so that tells me that nobody's really happy with him. I think he let us down. He let the party down. It was time to unify. That's what it's all about. And knowing what we're facing, I'm shocked at what the Republican Party failed to do and what Cruz did, what Bush did, and then what my own governor Kasich did. That's almost unforgivable, and we'll see how things work out. But you don't do that. There's too much on the line. Our country's on the line. What you and I stand for is on the line, and what we stand for as a country, all of us, is on the line. Because we're partly responsible for what's going on in this world. We always heard people complain that, well, why are we over-involved in international politics? Why do we care what happens in Iraq? And why do we care what's going on in Turkey? Well, because Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Afghanistan, they're all burning. This world is burning, and it's because it lacks American leadership. And we have to get that back because we do control so much more than the borders within our own country. But we can't control our borders as it stands with Mexico. But if you look at it, Bill, I mean, the world still looks to us. And when they look to a weak and empty White House, you know, you let the dogs out. That's where ISIS came from. Directly came from the fact that there was no American leadership, but nothing but apologies.
Well, you know, one of the things about Trump, though, I mean, and it was largely a matter of timing, but this political campaign season has been so long, all of these dystopian predictions he made came true. Nobody else was saying none of this stuff, and he was creating events. I mean, do you think they have, like, some... Are they just sore losers because he got like $2 billion worth of free media coverage and the 16 other people that were out there were just unwilling to jump? You know, they're like skydivers that don't want to get off the plane. I mean, he was willing to jump and yell Geronimo. I mean,
I think, Bill, it's partly right, but a lot of these people are politicians and they don't know how to act. And I think it's both the mainstream media, they just don't want any Republican. Let's face it, it doesn't matter who the candidate would have been, something would have been wrong with whoever it was. And now they just felt they had more than Trump to kick around. But you know what? He doesn't let himself be kicked around. And what even more happened is that I think the special interest groups, the people that have been in power for a long time, they're afraid of Trump because I truly believe the gravy train is going to stop and people are going to be looking at what's going on. And you know that the day of Ronald Reagan Republican is officially gone. When you're at a Republican convention mentioning the lesbian gay community to applaud, you know, that's a huge shift.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things that I'm looking at, and I was talking about this earlier, I don't know if you heard this. I mean, when you look at the unions cozied up to the Democrats, and the Democrats have destroyed the unions. And when you look at the LGBT movement, now all of a sudden they're coming to the gun side. They want to train and everything else because they've been left out. They're completely unprotected. They've been singled out, and then it was, you know, you had an endangered bird eating an endangered fish in the case of the Pulse nightclub attack. Do you think more and more people are going to be looking at this saying, Democrats, you guys just talk too much and do nothing and just take too much?
Well, you know, you mentioned the unions, and if you think about it, Donald Trump has had an extraordinary relationship with unions. He's built an awful lot. He's done an awful lot, and he did it in New Jersey, in New York State, that are heavily unionized, that you can't do anything but work with the unions. He's worked with the unions. He's negotiated with the unions. And, you know, I think the Democrats are going to lose a large number of the union vote. And they haven't thrown their support one way or another, but I think they're taking a look at, well, wait a minute, how have we been doing under Obama? How have the Democrats been treating us?
Hang on.
You know, we always try to throw our weight their way and think about that they're going to take care of us, but they fail. They fail all the way around. If you look at the number of people that are on welfare, if you look at what's happened with inflation and food stamps, you know, the Democratic Party has been failing the people who depend upon them most. And I think finally they're waking up that may not be the way to go, and the alternative is Trump, because Trump, more than anything else, political correctness be damned, is what we've needed. And they realize that that there's something more out there than the same old.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
If you carry a gun in any capacity, on your person, in your home, if you have it in your home, if you carry it in your car for self-defense, and if you're listening to me, you should be a member of Second Call Defense. Demonstrating why he is so highly enjoyed, because he just gets into the full exuberance. Rejoining me again is Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. Just that union thing just got you going, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, I grew up in steel towns. I worked for steel companies, and I can remember working in college, working in high school, and getting us into unions. And I just think about the Democratic Party. And I come from a state and a county that's heavily Democratic. Where I come from in Pennsylvania, you're Catholic and you're a Democrat. Well, maybe that's why I left, because I just never really felt comfortable with what the progressives were doing. And certainly when I grew up, gun rights, when you're talking about Second Amendment rights, they cross party lines. And I truly believe they still do, and it's just whoever has it on the platform. But when you look at what the unions have done to this country, unions are good, but now with what the Democratic Party has done to unions, they've made it another plane ride, another train ride for the elite, and that's never what they were for. The only people that benefit from the unions, in my view, are the union leaders. And the people like us, the factory workers, the grinders, the valve spring grinders, they don't benefit the way they used to. And we need to make this country strong and be able to build it up. I always talk to people, and if World War II-like scenario broke out again, do we have the ability to turn Black & Decker into an M1 manufacturer or M16 manufacturer? Will Whirlpool be able to do it? I don't think we have enough machines.
No. What we did in World War II would be so difficult today.
We'd have to ask China to make our AR-15s or M16s. And then we'd have to ask I'm not sure where else we go. We certainly got ourselves back into a corner now, and it's time to. And I'm hopeful that when they back us into the corner, we're going to fight out of it. And I truly believe that Donald Trump is our way out. That's our choice. If you think, I talked about it earlier, if you think that we're going to get the Heller versus Washington, D.C. that we expected, with Hillary Clinton in the White House, her first appointment will wreck our Second Amendment rights. It'll totally dismantle it. Said over and over again that the Supreme Court got hella wrong. You like your gun rights? Don't vote for Hillary. You like your gun rights? It's Donald Trump. That's our choice. That's what we have to get behind. And that's why it's so disheartening to think that these diehard conservative people that care so deeply about our country won't even get behind the party, the person that's been nominated to carry our torch.
How much of that do you think is just really, really self-serving, that attitude?
I think I have a feeling, and I'll make the prediction again, that with Ted Cruz, he wants to be relevant for as long as he possibly can. And I think the last bit of relevancy that he's going to have is when he comes out to the sound of one hand clapping and announces that he endorses Trump. Because he said, well, I'm going to be watching him, and I'll see what he does, and that'll try to be his last round of it. And maybe he's buying for a seat in the cabinet, I don't know. But certainly, I think that's his attempt to be relevant when relevancy really isn't his anymore because it's Donald Trump.
I mean, you know, actually having Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
No, you know what? I don't think so. I think he could potentially be a good Supreme Court justice if he continued to be what he says he is. I think he would be a very good Supreme Court justice. I mean, certainly he thinks wrongly he's a constitutionalist. He's a federalist, and he understands the power behind the Constitution. And, you know, we have some pretty big shoes to fill, at least to fill for people like you and I and our listeners who care about our fundamental rights. And that's just a stake right now. It's almost not civil rights. You look at our Second Amendment rights, the right to protect ourselves. You know, I call that a human right. I think that was Cam Edwards. It's a human right to protect ourselves. It's a human right to protect ourselves from the tyranny of our own government, and that's why the progressives and that's why the left hate us, because we can still stand up and say, no, not today.
That part, I'm just, you know, the thing that bugs me the most about the ones that didn't go, any of them could have done and said what he said. And they were so pensive to be that blunt and plain spoken and to talk about things in the terms they spoke about. And I mean, a lot of the constituencies of the Democrats who have been silent for a long time that look at, like, you know, Black America looks at illegal immigration as one of the causes as to why they don't have, you know, their unemployment is so high. And here's Trump coming out saying, I'll build a wall. And I mean, just doing that, I think knocked, 30% of Black America says they're not going to vote for Hillary this time, which is a disaster for her.
Well, absolutely. Because you know what? It was somebody like Trump, he sees the solution is that what's best for America. That's best for what's best for our pocket. That's best for what's best for our foundation. But finally, someone needs to look at the working man and woman. Everybody says, and the Democratic Party has been saying for years, that, you know, we're for the blue-collar man. Well, you know what? Then why are we getting to be less and less? Why is our standard of living going down further and further and our average income getting lower and lower? And under Obama, you know, the middle class has suffered to the point where there's almost no middle class under Obama. But that's what they want. That's the way they want us, because they want us under the single payer medical program. They want socialized medicine, and they want us to look to the government for everything. Well, you know, Laura Carnell wrote a book that the government ruins nearly everything. You can't let the government do anything because they don't do it right. From the United States Postal Service to Social Security to all the major problems in the United States all go back to the government trying to be capitalist, and they can't. They don't know how. If you would just let, and that's why they're, again, I think the majority of people, because you know who has their hands up the most in Congress? They're congressmen. Special interest groups paying those guys? Come on. You know, we got the days of the $250 hammer are over, and we need to make them over.
We're coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. Joining them means that you have finished off all of your training. Your training is complete. It's like being in the Jedi when you do that. Your training is complete. You have all the self-defense stuff. We'll be right back.
Call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, you know, I don't want to make this like a berating, but I mean, he's offering you your first month free with just any combination of my name. It can be completely wrong, completely misspelled. B. Frady, B. Bill F., Lock and Load, Load and Lock, In Lock Load, whatever you want to do. And you're going to get your first.
Handsome Bald Man.
Yeah, that, well.
That's it?
You sure somebody would recognize that on your end?
Well, you know what? On our end, we would, because I'm a handsome bald man also, so it's either you or it's me.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is have you guys get yourself protected, be protected the whole time, and know what it feels like not to walk out there alone.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. The being able to go out there when you're carrying a gun has got to be worth it. Now, have you still been, Wednesday you were training faster classes?
Correct.
Are you still doing faster classes, or what have you been involved in since Wednesday?
I've been at the Butler County Sportsman's Club last night recruiting people, setting up the NRA ILA 10 at the Butler County Fair, doing what I do on a normal basis and going to work at Second Call Defense every day. And then tomorrow, Judson Crossland, who's in town from Colorado, training teachers, and Phil be filming Second Call Defense, and we're doing faster. And what we're going to do with that film is to send training videos out to teachers, refreshers, and then commercials, and to let everybody know what faster is all about. And then Sunday, I head back down to Tactical Defense Institute, and we have a week of FASTER 2, which are all the teachers and administrators that have been in their schools armed for a year, now come using what they've learned for this past year of caring for children, protecting their kids, and we get into more mindset and more force-on-force training. So this is coming up again, and then right into there, we go into another FASTER 1 program where the teachers and administrators that have never been taught get taught again. And then we're probably after that class, we'll be done for the year because it's time to start school again. And I want to tell you, Bill, I want to thank you. For those of you who don't know, Bill Fredo was instrumental in a lot of what FASTER is doing. We got G-Code Hosters, and they jumped in and got involved with, you know, one of the last things we had to do was send these teachers back with a platform to shoot from. And G-Code stepped up, and thanks to Bill, said anything you want. And we've taken advantage of that, and that relationship is just starting, along with Block and a few other armors.
So have you guys picked out the gun then? Have you picked out the weapon?
Yeah, the platform that John Benner and all his trainers have decided on is the Glock 43, the 9mm Glock 43. It's a perfect size for a lot of these teachers. They're a lot smaller, and plus you're looking at a factor with safeties and with concealability, and just with the fact that they don't fail, and they were just easier over and over for the teachers to use, and they could have used anything. They started using Smith & Wesson, so they used quite a few different platforms from the Shield on down, and they just decided that the 43 was best for the teachers that were coming into the class, and it was easier for them to use. And still, they can leave and use anything they want. But with G-Code, the Glock 43 platform is there, and I know these guys believe in us so much and in the mission of what we have so much that whatever we need, that they'll make for us, and that's an unbelievable relationship. And we have people leaving with Shields. We had a number of people in 1911, you know, shockingly, with 1911 fixed. And, you know, they went through the class and passed the class and did fine. And one thing that Justin Crosslin did is from Colorado, he's going to bring FASTER back to Colorado. But what he did is he came and he trained to make sure that he can talk about what FASTER is all about, because it's time for those guys to hit the legislature. And so it's brought all together through a number of different ways. And it's amazing how our relationship, Bill, made a lot of this work. And I want to thank you for that, because, you know, I think probably from time to time, I don't get the opportunity to thank everybody that's helped protect our kids and our children. And certainly you played a huge part in that by me just mentioning I need the holster platform to send these teachers home with. And thanks to you, we got it. It took you and a SHOT Show in about 3 weeks and it was done.
You guys are using the NCOG then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. The NCOG is what. And, you know, we went out and bought the NCOG. And Jim Irvine loved it. He appendix carries with it. And just a number of options and a number of places that you can carry with that made so much sense. With the 98-pound 50-year-old English teachers, it made perfect sense. And it was something that they felt comfortable with concealing it, because, you know, their main concern is, especially when you're starting out, is, oh, my God, concealability, and can someone take this away? And, of course, we have drills on weapons retention. If someone tries to take it, how to keep it. That's why I can't wait to get you next year through a FASTER 1 program, Bill. I think it'd be great.
Oh, I would really enjoy that, although I don't know if I'm going to use a 43, although I'll bring a Glock, no doubt about that.
No, you can bring whatever you want. That's just something that, and there's Glock 19s are a big one that a lot of them use, but the 43 for the smaller teachers, that was a platform. So they have Glock 19s and 43s, and again, they'll teach anybody how to use a platform. We had a superintendent who was using a Glock 19 because he brought a snub-nosed 44 Magnum. And we probably told him that wasn't a good idea, a 5-shot 44 Magnum, simply yeah. Because I'm not sure what he would feel like after about 800 rounds. But then he complained so much, I said to John Benner, I said, John, maybe we should give him that 44 for, you know, 200 or 300 rounds and see how he feels about that. But then he came into shape and qualified faster. It's amazing. These teachers come in, some of them, you know, are barely able to hit a silhouette, a full-size silhouette of 10 feet. But when they leave, they're shooting the OPATA qualification, what it takes to be a police officer in the state of Ohio, and they're doing it accurately.
Yeah, that's Has there ever been an incident in Ohio since the FASTER program has been in place anywhere in Ohio? I mean, just the fact that it exists, whether it's in every school or not, just the fact that that exists and it's happening there, hasn't that sort of just sort of, it's been sort of like shields on from Star Trek? I mean, it just got to have a good effect and a good carryover as far as attitude.
Well, so far we've been successful in a number of different ways. There's been some things that have been stopped, but we actually had a teacher that it was kind of strange. I had a personal relationship with him through the FASTER training program, and then I met him when we were at the school board, the State of Ohio School Board Association meeting when we give talks and provide information. And about a week and a half later, he was also a second call defense member. So he called with a couple things. He brandished his firearm and drew down on a student, and it was related to FASTER. What happened is he was a principal slash guidance counselor slash truancy officer. The kid wouldn't come to school, and his mother and he went back home because if this kid didn't come to school, he'd be expelled. Well, there's an older brother that happened to be home. Older brother had a meltdown, grabbed a firearm, and it had drew down on the principal, and the principal had just been through FASTER, reacted to FASTER, and, you know, had to slack out and had the proper mindset and had a good conversation, and the 18-year-old put the firearm down, and he just decided, you know, I don't want to die. And so, you know, that was a success story, but get the fact that the teacher wouldn't have been armed, wouldn't have the ability, there would have been at least one death. And so that's happened. There's been a couple of things that have been stopped and been delayed because these kids find out that, you know, there's been somebody armed in there. Our next battle in the legislature is we have to figure out a way to reassign these kids. We have, some kids that were in Cuyahoga that had plans to kill all their students.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA Studios. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Handsome bald men will... bald men, yeah. Handsome bald men will get your first month free. Throw that in there in the promotion.
Oh, they almost use free 2 months for bald men, huh? Handsome bald men, Bill Frady.
Oh, okay. 2 months. Let's not cut too definitely. Let's not cut into the profit margin too much now. We don't.
Yeah, then we'll start cutting into everybody's profit and everybody's cost is what it is, because there's not a lot of room in there. We give it all to you guys up front.
A couple of late breaking things. WikiLeaks has released 20,000 DNC emails. That just got released out there right now. I don't know what's in them. Nobody knows what's in them. I don't know how bad they'll be. Can't be too good, though.
No, and talk about security in this country. My God, you run around from Hillary Clinton having people don't realize it's just not the fact that she had a private email account. Folks, she had servers. Then not only did she have servers, but she had servers that the Chinese parked themselves on. So it's just not us kicking on anybody because it's a Democrat. It's because she is giving away our national security.
Well, she was receiving information with the SAP clearance. Now, I was in military intelligence, and I never met anybody with a SAP clearance. And I had a pretty high clearance. I mean, and everybody in my unit had a pretty high clearance. And the kind of information that comes with a SAP clearance is like Jason Bourne information, you know?
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. With your clearance, if you would have did the exact same thing that she did, would I be visiting you in Leavenworth?
With my clearance, or with any clearance, okay, in the military, in the 80s when I was in there, we had a booklet called the CEOI, the Communications Electronics Organizational Instructions. This had call signs and challenges and replies. Okay, if I had lost a page out of an issued CEOI that was issued to me, I've been losing rank. I'd have been making little rocks out of big rocks.
And why should she be any different? And that's again, folks, everybody's listening. I think probably we hear the bat so much, we think, oh, we're just picking on Hillary Clinton. I don't care who it is. when they're giving away my security, when they're making, when they're weakening the umbrella that my family sleeps under for their own ignorance or their own convenience or their own criminal activity because they want to hide things and they don't want to be discoverable or don't want to have things subject to the sunshine laws. Well, you know, that's unforgivable. That's our lives, guys. And that's what she's so willingly sacrificed for her own good, whatever she decided. And that's why it's just not us in Fox News or whoever picking on you. And you know, where is the rule of law? So Bill Frady is in jail in Leavenworth, hard labor. And she's running for president.
Yeah.
That's what it is, guys.
That the, as you know, I think the worst thing that could have happened was Comey not indicting her as far as what she's trying to do. Because I'm hearing from, I've been reading that this isn't over as far as that goes. And
right.
I guess there's something still going on in the background about that. But damn sure should be.
Well, and I know they're looking at the Clinton Foundation, too, and they're damn sure should be. And that's, and I say this because, I mean, I feel like I know every one of your listeners. I would invite every one of them over to my house for dinner to meet my family. And that's important that we all realize that we can make a difference, that we're still in control. And believe it or not, it's still at the ballot box. If we get enough of us out with 140 million households with guns, we can make a difference. And don't give up and don't think for a second that our vote doesn't count. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't any voter irregularity or there's not any cheating going on. I know it is. But I can also tell you that if we get out into proper numbers, they can cheat all they want. They're not going to defeat it.
Well, yeah, that's – nobody ever believes me when I tell them that. Everybody always tells me, well, Bill, it's about the money. It's about the money, except, you know, this particular primary should have shown how much it was about the money because Jeb Bush spent, what, $125 million
in
four delegates or two delegates or something like that. So,
And that's what it all comes down to. You know what, folks? It is about the money. It's about the money that these special interest groups aren't going to get. It's about the money these lobbyists are going to flush that they can't have access to. It's about the money that the rest of Congress can't have. How can congressman after congressman file bankruptcy and two or three terms later be millionaires? I mean, the money's coming from somewhere. And let's not think for a minute that it's not coming from us paycheck by paycheck, because it is. And I'm not any different than you, and Bill's not any different, and we're all similar to each other. When you have 73% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, we have $19 million worth of waste. We struggle and we work our butts off to make sure that, you know, that we can pay our bills and we can feed our family. But that only applies to us. That doesn't apply to the people that are trying to control us. And that's, I think, the difference between a Clinton candidacy and a Trump candidacy. And hold on, folks, because can you imagine that it'll be a hate love fest at this Democratic National Convention? It'll be how much can we bash Donald Trump and bash our ideals. And again, like Bill says, and I just be ready to back it up. Be ready to talk to your neighbors and your friends, because we can still control America.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what comes out of that. One of the emails that has come out of it is, you know, everybody's waiting on Sanders now, because Sanders is the sellout. Everything was wrong until he lost and he decided he had to endorse her. And so we'll see where that goes, but there's already emails coming out where Wasserman Schultz was saying that everybody in his campaign was scummy. And I'm sure that'll cause a lot of infighting and backbiting and everything. And I hope it does. I hope they can't stand each other. I hope we have some hair-pulling strangulation fights on camera. That'd be pretty funny. I'd enjoy that.
Well, and I think they're expecting her to run out to Running Mate tonight or tomorrow. So this will be interesting to see who she's going to come up with. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Sherrod Brown. I mean, he is. I can't tell you how underqualified he is for the job of United States Senator. Real quick, I told him to make sure that, you know, that he votes to give Washington D.C. their gun rights back before Heller. He wrote me a nice email and responded and said, you know what, he'd love to help me, but as a senator, he has nothing to do with the laws. He likes to leave it to the local. To local jurisdictions, and D.C. just not him. But what he failed to realize was the Senate does make the laws in D.C. They
yes,
do
they
control
do.
Everything. And this guy tells me who votes on it that they don't. And I gave up at that point in time. And how do you talk to somebody that's stupid representing us? You know, we all work so hard. We all try to do whatever we can do to make sure that it's our America. But then when you come up with statements like that made by the people that are voting for us and making decisions that control us, you know, sometimes you got to throw your hands up in the air.
Sort of like, I mean, you know, I've always said that these guys are only as good as their staffs, Sean. I mean, and that's all we've got is staffs and stuff like that and everything else. We're coming up on the end of the second call defense. Second call defense is this company that provides this service that you can't possibly provide yourself. No matter how good your gun is, no matter how your gun manipulation skills are, no matter how good your holster is and the way you carry the gun and the ammunition you've got, all of those things you can control up to that point. And then in that moment of truth, when you have to draw that weapon, at that point, everything changes. Everything changes then, and then these are the guys to go to get the help from them. And PW in the chat room says that he's going to be showing up with his mobile phone, his sleeping bag, a bologna sandwich, and a headset to man the phones for you, since you invited him to your house.
And, you know, and the thing is, Bill, and I've said this over and over again, when I talk to a member that I've helped on the side of the road, in their front yard, in their bedroom, in all the places that they've been when they've been forced to use their firearm in self-defense, after the fact, I say, you know, what helped you most? What was it? It was the feeling that we weren't alone. And because when you're all alone, it's us versus them, and the police are walking in, and all it takes is a telephone call, and you have a friendly voice on the other side to temper everything that's going on, that's what Second Call Defense is all about.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.